Ascot Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
Certainly with our children as well, they're part of the Harrogate Town PDC, the Player Development Centre, and it's a great opportunity for local children to come and actually play in the Harrogate Town Stadium. And they've actually got to know a lot of the first team players really well, like Ben Parker, James Belshaw, the likes of Simon Weaver's always around, so it's a lovely community feel.
I'm Hayden Whitehouse from Harrogate and I'm 11 years old, so I play football with my friends and I just like football.
There are a lot of different hobbies and activities that if you have children, you are quite used to balancing, dealing with maybe going to ballet training on one night, maybe band practice another, getting homework somewhere in the middle. And for a lot of people, a sports club of some kind will be very important on the child's to-do list. And one of the best in the area, we have in the studio with us a team and coaches from Harrogate Town. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Now, we're talking today about something called the PDC at Harrogate Town, and you're going to tell me what exactly that stands for very shortly. But first of all, would you each like to introduce yourselves and tell us what you do at Harrogate Town?
Hello, my name is Simon Weaver. I'm the first team football manager.
Hi, my name's Paul Thirlwell. I'm the assistant first team manager.
Hi, I'm John Maloney, and I run the women's and girls section at Harrogate Town.
So who wants to tell me then what PDC stands for?
Yeah, the PDC stands for Player Development Centre, and that's the basis of how we run our youth and junior setup. And we started the Player Development Centre up 2 years ago now. So, and it's thriving, it's really growing in numbers, and we're producing some really good young stars.
And this caters for children as young as four, so tiniest of tots, that probably can just about kick a ball, I would imagine, right up to sort of 15, 16, 17, and then on to, I suppose, adult football. So it really caters for that whole journey. Something changed, though, a couple of years ago that meant this was more possible.
Yeah, that was the installation of the 3G pitch. Because before, we just didn't have a youth setup. We had an under-21s team who could sporadically play on the pitch, but other than that, no other team could. Well, we struggled even in the early days years ago to actually train on the pitch. But
that's because it would be a mud bath.
It was a mud bath,
yeah.
Yeah, and it would just wreck it. Beyond September, we just couldn't really train on it. But the installation of the pitch meant that we could train the first team, but also have a proper youth setup and now girls section. But the Player Development Centre, both boys and girls, has really benefited from having a proper surface to be able to train on.
Hello, my name is Scarlett and I'm 9.
Hello, my name is Jane and I am 10.
Hello, my name is Sophie and I'm 10.
Can you remember the first time you ever came to play here at the CNG Stadium at Harrogate Town?
It was a little bit like, I don't know if I was going to be like, if Sheffield was going to be better than me.
It was a little bit nervous, but then when you got onto the pitch, it was really fun and exciting because you might know some people there, and it was really fun.
And what do you tend to do during training? What sort of games and skills do you practice?
Well, we do a lot of passing the ball.
We do a lot of dribbling and matches.
Yeah, we usually do a match every week.
At the end.
At the end, yeah.
I was playing and then I thought the ball went out and it didn't, and then I was just like, oh, come on, it's a goal kick, but then it wasn't, and they played on and they let a goal in.
Hello, my name's Aidan and I am 8.
Hello, my name's Freddie and I'm 8.
Hello, my name's Alfie and I'm 7.
Hello, my name is Henry and I'm 7.
And we just try and enjoy ourselves playing matches and warming up.
And so what skills do you think you'll be learning tonight?
Probably passing like in the World Cup where they just do easy passes.
So Paul and John then, you both take care of, Paul you take care of the boys predominantly and John you take care of the girls. How important do you think this is to those children coming along to football practice and getting those skills on board when you're young?
Well, I think what we think we've given them is a fantastic environment to learn and play football and ultimately have fun. That's what we wanted to do from the outset, and it was just trying to enhance the coaching that they got to benefit their local teams and themselves. And we've really seen some young kids flourish, right, like you said, right from the ages of 4 through to 15, 16 and onwards. But the facility we've got, we're really proud of, and we like to think it's the best in the area, and the kids are really excited to come down and play.
How different is it training a 4-year-old to training a 14-year-old? Would you have, as I guess you can't just throw 4-year-olds into a match. You have some fun little games.
No, yeah, it's very different. Obviously, the younger they are, the more that you want them to be having fun, plenty of touches on the football, getting used to those techniques. And then the older they get, you start bringing in kind of the tactical side of things, some stuff that's more important for their development. And as you say, they end up playing matches kind of 10, 11, 12 years old.
Yeah. And you are a parent as well, Paul. So sometimes are you on the sidelines watching at the same time as doing the training? Or
yeah, well, I've took a bit of a backward step in terms of the sessions now with the new role of assistant manager. Initially, me and the gaffer had the idea and put it together. But now I've got a bit of a backward step. So, yeah, I do watch him. I have actually taken or helped to take one of his sessions, which I wasn't quite sure which way it was going to go, but he was well-behaved. But no, it's great. It's enjoyable.
So if parents want to find out more then, because there are a lot of different things that kids can get involved in the evenings, can you talk us through how it works? How does a child or family become involved and what do they need to do?
Well, everything's on our website about the Player Development Centre, both boys and girls. But Dave Riley is the Youth Development Officer, and he's an incredible asset to our football club, to be honest, because he's right on the button in terms of anyone contacts him, he's straight back at them with all the details. We really regard the safeguarding part as vital. And Dave has made sure that every coach involved ticks all the boxes and he's not just highly qualified at delivering good sessions, but right up on the safeguarding certificates. But no, it's right there on the website, and Dave will get straight back to people.
I think that's harrogatetownafc.com. Is that right?
harrogatetownafc.com.
That would make sense. So just quickly then, before we go, Paul and John, can you remember when the boys can train and when the girls can train?
Yeah, girls is every Friday, 5 till 6. Ranges all the way up from kind of 7, 8 years old through up to 15, 16. We've got three groups, so they're all within their age groups with, as Paul touched upon earlier, what we think is some great coaching. And most importantly, it's fun for them all, whatever age they are.
Okay, Friday night is girls' night, and the boys?
Yeah. And the boys are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 till 6, and the 4 to 7s are Thursdays, 4 to 5.
All three of you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.